Anne Morrow Lindbergh, Her Life, by Susan Hertog. This book is dedicated with love to my mother, Marilyn Reinfeld Gorell. Prelude. The first time I saw Annie Lindbergh was in Minnesota, in 1985, at an annual meeting of the Lindbergh Fund, the environmental organization established in honor of her late husband, Charles. In spite of the urgings of family and friends, Mrs. Lindbergh refused to meet me. For 4 days, I watched from afar as she bristled at the obsequity of admirers, as she exploded with warmth among friends, as she accepted awards and gave them graciously. I wished I could meet her face to face, if only for a moment. But a tight circle of friends protected her with a fervor attendant on a holy shrine. Her presence lingered like incense behind closed doors. If by chance one approached the forbidden, angry voices rose in protest, forming a protective circle around her. Some who shielded her seemed proud to be part of this inner circle. Others appeared angered, even imprisoned by it. All seemed creatures of habit rather than of conviction, trapped in a script rehearsed for half a century. They protected her, they said, because she was weak, weak with the scars of age and tragedy. And yet there was a paradox that begged to be understood. Those who treated her as though she were weak knew she was strong. "Strong as steel," they whispered to me, in corners of the room, while they tended their priestess as if she were a lost, lonely child. Fascinated by her mask and by the intricate mythology.